We're continuing with the sugya and Lamed Gimel on the days. We're in the middle of Tosfos. Divrei HaMashal Kegoyim Peres Dekel David Adosu. A quick recap for Seth, because he wasn't here the last 2 weeks. So we'll do a quick recap for him. Basically, the Gemara says that if you as a shomer decide, rather than making a shvur, you want to go ahead and pay for the item, so then if the ganav gets found, the item is lost. The ganav gets found, since you paid for the item, so then the owner is giving to you the kefal. Then in effect, you paid not just for the keren, but you get the schus of the kefal as well. So the Gemara asks the question, how does that work? It doesn't work. After all, it's loy ba'loylam, the kefal is not around. How could you sell him the kefal at this point? It's dovash loy ba'loylam. Netting more says, even if you hold you could sell something which is loy ba'loylam, which is not here yet, that's only something which is peiros deko, the fruit tree, the fruit of a palm tree, because at least it's avida dos, it's for sure going to grow. So therefore, that you can sell. Here, how do you know it got stolen altogether? It's not here. Who says it's stolen? And even if you know it got stolen, who says the ganav will be found? And even if the ganav gets found and he's chayv to pay, maybe he'll be moida first. He'll be moida the knas. He'll be potter. And therefore, the whole kefil that you are selling is a davar shel ba'alim. So how is the owner makne? How is he selling the kefil to the shomer who decides to pay for it? How does he do it? Is davar shel ba'alim? That is the Gemara's question. So we saw last week the beginning of Tosfos Divrei Masel Kegoyim Peres Dekel David Adosu. Tosfos has a question. Wait a second. How could you bechalal sell the kefil? After all, how is he paying for it? He's paying for it by giving money. Mois ein an koinos. You can be koine with money, because after all, midi rabbanon, you can be koine any metaltalin with money. And therefore, since the kefal is like a metaltalin, last week we said even more, it's a chayv, and you anyway cannot be koine what's Tosfos kasha, that was last week's year. But basically, Tosfos has a question, what's the hava mina of the Gemara? How do you want to be koine with the money? After all, it's money, you cannot be koifal, it's only a mishapora, you cannot be koine the kefal, and therefore, what is the Gemara saying? That he's selling to him the kefal with the money, it doesn't make sense. Then Tosfos continues, Void, Mike Pach Besomach Miyema de Mignavo, Vala Kishilim Kwa Nignavo, Vavalele Memer, Miyema de Nignavo, Pirush, Shekwa Nignavo, Shemenevdo. Also, the terminology of the Gemara is not good, because the Gemara says, the wise is Dabashon Beloy Beloylam, because who said it will get stolen? Miyema de Mignavo, who said it will get stolen? Well, in the Havamin of the Gemara, if you want to be Kona the Kefo, with the fact that you give money, you pay for the Kefo, at the time when you come over to the Shomer and you say, where is my money? And he says, okay, I'm paying you for the item. I don't have the item, I'm paying for it now. At this point, Nignava Kvar. It was stolen already. So what's the Gemara saying? Miyema de Mignava. At the time when you want to be Kona the Kefo with the money, first of all, money you cannot be Kona. Second of all, when you give the money, it was stolen already. So the Lashon of the Gemara doesn't make sense. Answers to this is Yesh Leimah. The Hamakshe Sovar, the Bishas Meshicha, Hikna Loi Haporo, Liknoi Sa Kefil Kishe Yavoi. That's how he says no. The Havamin is not that you are Koine the Kefil by paying money for it. Money you cannot be Koine. How are you Koine the Kefil? You Koine the Kefil because when you take the Shomer, takes the Pora at first to watch it, you make a Meshicha. So now you are taking the para into your possession with a tnai, that if it's going to get lost and I'm going to pay for it, so what I'm taking now into my possession is a kinyan on the para, but I'm not being koine the para, but it's a kinyan on the para for the kefil. I'm koine the kefil through the para. And the Gemara says that is the concept of dekel leperosov. What does it mean, dekel leperosov? Of course, I cannot buy something which is not here yet. Peiros deko, fruit from a palm tree which did not grow. That's not going to work. But I can make a kinyan dekel leperos. I can make a kinyan in the tree, not to be koine the tree, but to be koine any fruit which will come out of the tree. That's a kinyan dekel tree leperos. That works. Not koine the peiros directly. I'm koine, but I'm not koine the dekel either. I'm not koine the tree. I'm making a kinyan on the tree in order to be zeicha in all the fruits that will come out of the tree. And therefore, that was the Gemara's Havamina. When I take the parah into my possession, I make a meshicha on the parah in order to be zeicha in the kefil which will come out of the parah. So Tosfos says, "Va'afagav da beveg mishmeis amrinu." We say the bedekel peiros afilu rabbanon moedu the kani. What do you mean? If that's the case, if you kinda the kefil through the para, it's a para likfelo, just like dekel leperos. Everybody says you can be kinda. That's not davar shlabelaylam. So what's the Gemara's question? It's davar shlabelaylam. So Tosfos says, "Hayne mishum davide dasu." Since over here it's loy avida dasu, meaning deka lepeiros, you can be kinder according to the chachamim. Why? Because the fruit will eventually come out of the tree. So even though Reb Meir says you can be kinder peiros dekel, you can be kinder the fruit itself, the chachamim say no, that doesn't work. That's davar shelav b'laylom. But you know what you could do? You can be kinder the dekel, the tree, for its fruit. You make a kinyan meshicha. On the tree, you make a mishicha. On the tree, you make a kinyan chazaka on the tree in order to be kind of the fruit. Deka leperos works. However, says Tosfos, deka leperos only works by something which is going to happen. But something which is lo yavida dasu, which is not going to happen, you're not going to be even kinda, not even deka leperos. And therefore, that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, okay, when are you kind of the kefil? You're being making mishicha on the parah. To be kind of the kefil afterwards, that's para likfela, that's going to work. But there's another problem. Since it's lo yavida dasu, it might not happen. Such a kinyan is definitely not going to work, even according to Rabbanan, and not even according to Rav Meir. That is the way Tosfos learns the Havamin of the Gemara. Is everybody clear in what the Havamin of the Gemara is according to Tosfos? Moshe, you understand what the Havamin of the Gemara is? Everybody understands, everybody does not understand what the Havamin of the Gemara is, because if without this, then there's no point in saying the shir. It's clear. Okay. Tosfos asks a question, v'kasha. Wait a second. The v'perek ha-shaleach, there's a question, a similar type of Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin has a question, v'boilon. Be'evet shemochoi raboi leknas. The Gemara has a question, look at number one on the sheet, we'll first see the Gemara inside. The Gemara has a question like this. Iboilu, a similar type of question. Evet shemochoi raboi leknas. A person who has a slave, and he sells the slave to somebody else. He doesn't sell the slave. He sells the rights to the knas of the slave. The halacha is that if somebody kills, or a shar kills the slave, or the slave gets killed, so you have to pay shloishim shkolim. 30 shekel, a lot of money, you have to pay to the owner of the slave. So I'm a businessman, you know, in America, Moshe told me this morning, everything is for sale, right? Everything you can put a price on. So if I own a slave, I'm selling you not the slave, I'm selling you the slave, for in case something is going to happen and someone's going to kill him, he's going to get killed. I'm selling you the shloishim shkolim of the Eved, Eved shemochoi rabbi leknas. Not selling you the slave, but I'm selling you the knas, which might come if somebody kills the slave. Iboilu. Eved shemochoi rabbi leknas, mochu ve'ena mochu. Is that a kinyan or is that not a kinyan? So you might say like this. You can ask a question according to the mayor who says that you can be kind of davar shelav b'laylam, because after all, this knas is davar shelav b'laylam, because the slave might never get killed. So what are you selling him? It's only an option. It might only might happen, might not happen. Where does Reb Meir say that you can be kind of davar shelav b'laylam only by something like fruits of a tree? Because over there it's avida dasu. It's for sure going to happen. Avalocha, the same Gemara. Mi yemar the mingach, who said it's going to get gored? Vim tim slemi the mingach, and even if you say the slave is going to get gored by an ox, mi mai de mishalim. Who said that the person, the owner, will pay for it? Dilma moide o mifter. Maybe he'll be moide, and moide be knasas potter. And therefore, the loan, or the shleishim shkolim, might never even happen. So therefore, even though a mayor says you can be kind of peiros dekel, but that's only in a case where it's avida dasu. Same like our Gemara. But moicher eved leknas, there's no avida dasu, it might not happen, and therefore you're not going to be kind of. With your boiler rabbonon, and you can even ask the question according to rabbonon. Atkan loikam rabbonon, ein hora makna davar shelav b'laylam. Where do the rabbonon say that you cannot be kind of davar shelav b'laylam, something which might not happen, elik going peiros dekel? The hashtag miyah lesno. That if you only want to buy the fruits without the tree, then we say you cannot be kind of davar shelav b'laylam. It's not going to happen. Avalocha, hokka shoy, v'hokka yevet. The shor is around, the ox that's going to gore him is around, the slave is around, you want to be kind of the knas through the eved, right? Like deka leperos. There, even the rabbonin would agree, and that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara has a question in Gittin, a similar question like Agamar, the same thing. Agamar is talking about poro likfela, according to Tosfos and the Havamina of the Gemara, the question is that the Gemara says, wait a second, how you kone the kefil through the para? And there the Gemara asks a question, you want to be kind of the kefil through the para, it's davar shalai v'alaylam, it's not going to work. Why? Because since it might not happen, then even if you kind of deca leperos, you kind of the para through the kefil, in other words, you make a kinyan in the para in order to get the kefil, since it might not happen, it's davar shalai v'alaylam, it's not going to work. Tosfos asks, in Gittin, the Gemara has a similar question. Moicher evet leknas. I want to sell my slave for the knas. Again, I'm not kind of the knas by itself. I'm kind of the eved, and by making a kinyan in the eved, in order to be zoicha in the knas. So it's a similar type of thing. I'm kind of the eved to be zoicha in the knas. And there the Gemara has a question. The Gemara says, I'm not sure. Either it's not going to work because it might not happen, or maybe it is going to work because it's deka leperos, because I'm kind of the eved in order to be kind of the knas. So Taisa asks a question by us, why over the Gemara Gittin is it a suffix? And our Gemara, it's clear that it does not work. Everybody understands? That's Taisa's question. Look in Taisa's, back to our Taisa's in Lama Gimel Beis in Amafkitz. The Kasha, Taisa asks a question, the Beperka Shaleach Mi Boilon. We have a question. The Evet Shemacha Rabbe Leknas, the Dilma Filer Rab Meir Lo Yoyel, Mishum Deloy Avid Adasa, that if you sell, the Gemara has a question, if you sell a slave for the Knas, then maybe according to Reb Meir, it's not going to work. Mishum de loy avid adasa, because it might not happen. The mingach, it might not get gored, and therefore the Gemara says maybe it's not going to work. Or Dilma, or maybe the Gemara says afil rabban yoyel, but maybe it will work. Mishum de hokoy avde v'havi kedekel peirosov. That the reason why it might yes work is I'm not kone the knas directly. I'm kone the knas through the eved. So therefore, in that case, over there, the Gemara says it might yes work. And nevertheless, Va'acha, in our Gemara, where in the according to the way Tosfos learns, it's the same shot. You also not kone the kefil directly. You only kone the para in order to acquire the kefil. It's a kinyan in the para for the order to get the kefil. It's a dekel peiros. Va'acha pshita le'edelay mahani para lekfele va'afil remain. Over here, the Gemara says it's not even a suffix. It's not going to work. What's the difference between that Gemara and this Gemara? So Tosfos says, you're right, there is no difference. Either over there, maybe it's more likely that a slave is going to get gored, so therefore it's not such a loy avida da'asa, it might happen, and therefore over there it is going to work in a format of para lekfele deka leperos. In other words, when the Gemara says over here it does not work, it's only after the Gemara over there had a suffix. So the Gemara over here says, according to one of the tzedadim, according to one of the ways that we said over there, it's not going to work. Meaning, even if it's dekel leperos, even if it's para lekfelo, even if it's evet leknas, since it's not for sure going to happen, it's lo avid adasa, it does not work. So the Gemara says, and our Gemara also, if I want to be kona the para for the kefil, hey, that's not going to work. It's lo avid adasa, it's davash lo beloilam. That, in a nutshell, is what Tosfos is saying. Is everybody clear in Tosfos? Mati, understand what Tosfos is saying? Yes. I know, but Tosfos over here doesn't learn that Hokoi Eved v'Hoi Kashor. That's the first chance of Tosfos. The more chance is going to happen. But that's not what Tosfos' second chance is. That Hokoi Shor v'Hokoi Eved means all it means to say is, the one which I have to make a kinyan on is here. It's like a deka leperos. I'm not kind of the knas. I'm not kind of the kefil. I'm kind of the eved, I know what kashar is, but koy eved, I'm kind of the eved in order to make a kinyan on the knas. That is the way Tosfos Ba'as learns, and Tosfos Gittin also learns like that. So the suffix over there is, what is the suffix over there? If by deka leperos, not a very important distinction, not if I'm kone the peros directly, but I'm kone a right in the dekel in order to get the peros, or I'm kone a right in the parah in order to get the kefil, or I'm kone a right in the evet in order to get the knas, will that work somewhere where it's loy avid adasa? It's for sure not going to happen. That's a suffix in the Gemara and Gittin, and Tosfos Ba'as says here it's also really a suffix, but it's not a suffix because we already decided like one of the ways. But basically, both these Gemaras go in tandem. They both have the same Shaila. What's the Shaila? I cannot be kone a kefil directly. I cannot be kone a knas directly. I cannot be kone a peros directly. Because it's all loy avidid lasa. It's all loy balaylam. It's not here. How could I be kone it? I can be kone it to a kinyan in the thing which produces the peros. a kinyan in the dekel will give me a right to the peris which will come from the dekel. Or a kinyan in the eved will give me a right to the knas. Or a kinyan in the parah gives me a right to the kefil. Now the Gemara's question is, dekel peros does work. Well, is that going to work somewhere with Layavida Dosa? It's for sure not going to happen. Is that going to work? Is it not going to work? That is the suffix that we're going to discuss today. Yes, Joe?
What's the longest behind saying that you get the cone of the tree and then through that you're going to follow through? Because it's really still
Dabashwab all the But the Gemara makes a distinction between Dekel of Peres and Peres Dekel. That's exactly what we're going to focus on today. We're going to see a machlokas. We're going to clear a chakira. What's the lundus? We'll see nafkamina la'alacha. Very, very important nafkamina la'alacha. We're going to get, hopefully, mitzvah Hashem. We'll finish all that today. Okay, that's exactly the point. But everybody has to understand the concept that we're working on.
It's like buying futures.
Right, but you can buy futures stam. You have to make a kinyan. In Chayshim Mishmad, you learn everything has to be technical. You have to make a physical kinyan on something. You can make a kinyan on payros dekel, on something which is not here. What are you making kinyan on? What are you, a barrel? In law, could you make a kinyan on futures? Yes, you could. In halacha, you can. Something which is not here, you can't make a kinyan. You could make a kinyan on dekel le payros. If the tree is here, you could say, okay, I'm making a kinyan in the tree, not because I'm going to own the tree, in order to get the fruit. Or if I have an eved over here, I make a kinyan eved in order to get the knas, potential knas. Or I make a kinyan on the parah in order to get the potential kefil. That does work. But a kinyan on the peiros itself is not going to work. Now the Gemara faces the question, well, maybe it doesn't work, which for sure not going to happen. Lo Avi Dedosu, it might not happen. Could you make a kinyan dekel a peiros by Lo Avi Dedosu? That is our sugya. That's the sugya in Gittin. Yes. Yeah, but all you're selling is the evet for the knas. Yeah, of course, you need the third thing to happen. You know this, you say, and by the tree, it's not like that. You need the rain to take place. What?
No, I mean, you always have a tree in your fruit. I mean, you don't have.
So you're saying.
I guess I'm saying.
He's saying the opposite. He's saying that koy shor v'koy evet is placed the second teretz, by the way, and that means that it's more shchiach. But the way Tosfos learns in Gittin and Tosfos Bas learns, Kaishar Kaiva just means that the thing that you want to make a kinyan on is here already, and you make a kinyan on the item, on the evidence, in order to be kind of the class.
Is there any relevance to the fact that the Gekko case is really a case of Karka, and also maybe the Evid case is also an Evid is like Karka?
What's the difference if I make a kinyan on.
It's like,
on
like a kinyan agav.
Not kinyan agav, another type of kinyan. We're gonna get to that. What's the longest? Basically, we have to understand how does that work. By the way, that's a halacha brought down Shulchan Aruch. You cannot be kind of futures, but if you want to be kind of through the item, then you can be kind of not the item, but the futures which come out of the item. That's a clear halacha which is brought down Shulchan Aruch. Dekel peiros. We're going to see that halacha. We're going to clear. We're going to try and understand what the lumdus is, how it works. That's exactly what I'm going to focus on. Yes.
So before
we get to the Chakira, let's first show a clear Machlokes Rishonim, and then you can tell me the Chakira answers the Machlokes Rishonim. First, that's where we learn, right? We see the Rishonim say, we don't just stam say Chakira. If we see there's difficulties in the Rishonim, and there's a steer between the Rishonim, then we're going to get to see what the Chakira, they can understand it. Okay. Now, basically, both sugyas are essentially saying the same. What does our Gemara say? In the way Tosfos explains our Gemara, and Tosfos over there as well, similar, says that what's the question? Dekel leperos is going to work, but if it's lo yavida da'asu, the chisaron is you cannot make a kinyan on dekel leperos or para lekeful or evet leknas even through the item if it's lo yavida da'asu, if it's for sure not going to happen. Look at a fascinating Rashba. The Rashba, which is number 2, or the third sheet, which is headache number 2, because the other one is just the Gemara. So the Rashba asks in Gittin like this: Umay hai nami dikomal tiboy lered meir atkan lekomer red meir elik goin peiros dekel davide dosa. Aval hocha miyem de misnagach says de bemoiche guf le peirosov loy ashkechen de niboy midi de avide dosu. He says, wait a second, I'm not koine de peiros. I'm kind of the item over here. I'm kind of the decal, the tree, for its fruits. What do I care that it's loya vididosu? What do I care that the kefil might not happen? But I have a kinyan in the para. I'm not kind of the kefil directly. I'm making a kinyan through the tree. I'm making kinyan through the para. So what do I care if it's loya vididosu? So it's not going to happen. But if it does happen, I made the kinyan. Why should that be a chisaron? He seems to have a problem that loya vididosu is only a problem if it's peiros dekel. If I want to be kind of the peiros, loya vididosu, you can't be kind of the peiros. If I'm kind of the dekel the peiros, why is loya vididosu a problem? He doesn't like, he doesn't understand the Gemara. If it's dekel the peiros, why should loya vididosu be a problem? That is the Rashba's question. What do you mean? That's the question in our Gemara. No, and he doesn't ask by the dekel. He says in our Gemara, where it's loya vididosu, if I'm coined like dekel leperos, meaning para lefela, he said, what do I care? It's loya vididosu. So what? It's dekel leperos anyway. It's I'm coined the chafetz itself. Why should that be a problem? Yes.
Why can't you just say simply because it's really like a mekach tos, because your whole concept, yes, you bought it for the peros. But you bought it because you know.
So if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. Yeah, why should that be a chisaron?
You're saying
that this felt in my lack in my gemir's das. So the Rashba held that if it's going to come, then what do I care? It might yes come, it might not come. The kinyan I made in the deco. Lamai nafkamina. Wait. So therefore what? Okay, so that let's first see what he says. Says the Rashba, nira de mahai time hu. When the Gemara says lo yavididosu, the problem is not that it might not come. That's irrelevant. It comes from there. What do I care if it might come? It might not come. That's not the point. Nira de mahai time hu. Mishum di efsha loy lahaknas like feiler. Mishum de laf peirois de gufon ninu. Uve mishichasa shal pora like kolile like feiler. The loydomi leperes dekel the megufe ninu uvecheskas hadekel konulu lepere Davidet osimenei. Says the Rashba, when the Gemara says it might not come, it doesn't mean because it might come, it might not come. No, the problem with the kefil is not because it doesn't, it might come, it might not come. The problem is because kefil doesn't grow out of the para. It's a separate thing which gets slapped onto the para. It's a schus in the para. But it doesn't lay asi migufa, he says. The problem of lavida dasa, not like the Gemara, like the way Tyson learns, lavida dasa means that it might come, it might not come. That's irrelevant. It's dekala peros, or para lekfela. What do I care? I made a kinyan on the para. It's irrelevant if it might come, might come. If it's here, it's here. He says, no, you know what the problem with para lekfela? That it doesn't come lay asio migufa, it doesn't come from the guf of the of the parah. So the way he learns the Gemara is not a shaila that if I'm kind of the kef bar lekfela because it might happen, might not happen. His problem in Levita Dosa is because it doesn't come migufoy. It doesn't come from the actual parah. If you look in Tosfos, one second. If you look in Tosfos quickly in page 1 on the sheet, which is Tosfos in Gittin, Tosfos also seems to say the same thing. Tosfos says, Mocha Knashel Eved, Lami Boile, Dafila Mele, clearly when Igmar says, when you buy the Knas, I'm not talking about directly the Knas. The Holai Vida Dossi, Kram Gimon, because in Abonon, Eleba Mocha Rabbi the Knas Mi Boile, that you sell the Eved for the Knas, the Dilma Fila Abon the Konilu, Kamaydeka Le Peiros, Kidam Rinon says, Ha Kai Shor, Vaha Kai Eved, meaning it's Deka Le Peiros and it would work. Why? The loydami leperos deko. It doesn't work. It doesn't. Not the same like deko leperos. Why? Shaperos yoytsi miguf hadeko vavididosu. He says by deko leperos, the reason why it works is because the fruits come out of the palm tree. They grow out of the tree. But over here, avocha knasim ma'alma asi v'loyavididosu. Over here, the knas or the kefil from the parah, like the Rashba says, comes from a different place. Doesn't come from the item itself. So, but Tosfos is not going like that. Tosfos somehow did not feel it's a chisaron, the fact that the kefil does not grow from the parah. Tosfos' problem of avida dasu is only it might happen. You see, there seems to be a machlokes in opposite chitas between Tosfos and the Rashba. Tosfos, the way our Tosfos learns, that if you have deka leperos, then it only works because you have the tree and the fruit. and the fruit is for sure going to happen. But if the fruit is not going to happen for sure, i.e., the kefil might come, it might not come, then you cannot make a kinyan. The fact that the kefil doesn't grow from the parah, that's irrelevant to Tosfos. That does not bother him. That's the way Tosfos learns the sugya. The Rashba learns the exact opposite. The Rashba says that no, the fact that it might come or it might not come, the Rashba says, that's irrelevant. Who cares? I made a kinyan on the parah. What do I care? It might come, it might come. It's irrelevant. What's the problem? Because kefil does not grow from the parah. So there seems to be opposite machlokas. What the Rashba holds, Taisa does not hold. What Taisa holds, the Rashba does not hold. Nachum, you have clear why they're arguing on exactly two opposite cases. They're arguing on why dekalaperos, why everybody says dekalaperos works. Obviously, dekalaperos, you have both things. Number one, the fruit grows from the tree. And number two, the fruit always comes from the tree. So you have both advantages. Now you can give you a case which has one and does not have the other. Paralik feila. So which one is the problem according to the Rashba? According to the Rashba, paralik feila, the problem is that the kefil does not grow from the cow. But the fact that it happens, it might happen, it might not happen, that does not bother the Rashba. You can still have a kinyan in the parah for the kefil. Taisa says the exact opposite. Taisa says, paralik feila, the problem is because it might happen, it might not happen. But the fact that it doesn't grow from it, that never bothers Taisa. Then you can make a kinyan dekla pelis. The kitzer, what is the lumdus, what's the chakira, what's the machlekes between the Rashba and Taisus? Elliot, your chakira works over here? I think it does. So everybody understand how we see showed in the Rishonim the difference how they learned the sugya of Dekla Peres. Yes?
What's the Rashba? What's the Svara? What's the difference?
Yeah, because
it's figured out. What's the here?
Like you're buying one thing,
That's the question. In other words, first of all, understand the Rashba. According to Taisa, I understand. It makes sense. It might happen, might not happen. That's not a kinyan. Even though none of them understood it over there in that corner. But you say the Rashba doesn't make sense. Who says it has to grow from the thing?
The Rashba makes sense.
Oh, it does make sense.
No, the kinyan part makes sense. But the fact that it grows out of it, what's the difference?
What's the relevance? Yeah.
Because secular parables have to solve a problem. That's how it's solved.
Okay, so how does it solve it if it grows out of it?
It's an actual outgrowth.
So then what? So Reb Kivega seems to say it's all one thing. Kivega seems to say the fact that it comes out of it, that makes it Avida Dasu. In other words, in fact, if it actually grows out of it, so even if it's not going to happen, but that's Avida Dasu. They don't seem to say that. They seem to say Machlokes. Yes?
No, they say the same thing. It's like you're buying the thing itself.
We're going to see that one side of here. What do you want to say?
I'm not sure I'm getting this. Is it the problem because we're not sure it's going to come, we're not sure it's not going to come, or there's no way to physically make a kinyan on it?
Oh, that's the other way. Okay, so we have ready, so I can go home already. We have both Zadim of the Chakira. No, Reb Ruvain Grzovsky, and it's not Reb Ruvain, really Reb Chaim Brisk already, Reb Chaim Malega, the Rambam, says this Chakira, classic Chakira, he said like this, what's the pshat, how does the mechanics work of Kinyan Dekel Leperoysov? What's the lumdus in Kinyan Dekel Leperoysov? In other words, to buy Peros Dekel doesn't work. Why, when I make a kinyan and a deco, it works for the pears? What's the lumdus? So the two ways of understanding. One way of understanding, he says, is like aroi ashbach. I'm not selling you my deco. You know what I'm selling you? I'm physically selling you the part where the fruits are going to grow out of. That I'm selling you. I'm not selling you the deco, but I'm selling you the part in the deco where the pears come out of. But you're physically going to own that part of the deco. That's one way of learning it. So you're right. I can buy the fruits itself. I can buy the Peres Dekel. But I can make a kinyan in the part where the Dekel, where the fruits are going to come out of Dekel, that's going to be mine. I'm selling that to you.
Doesn't exist
yet. What? No, the buds do exist.
No, it doesn't exist in the other.
Oh, wait. That's one way of learning it, correct? One way. Another way of learning it is like he says, no. Of course, I'm selling you just the schus in the Peres Dekel. Just, I can sell you schus. The schus is not here. So how am I selling you the schus? It's a way of making a kinyan. Chazal say, if I sell the schus, because after all, I have the schus in the dekel for the peres, so that schus in the dekel, which I have for the peres, I'm selling to you. But it's a way of making a maisa kinyan. I'm not giving you physically the buds of the dekel, no. But I have a schus in the dekel, which eventually peres is going to come out of it, and that gives me, I have that ownership. That ownership, I'm transferring to you. It's a transfer of ownership of my schusim. Not telling you the peres, but I have now schusim in the deco that I know peres will come out of it. So that I'm telling to you, it's a din in the Maisa Kenyan. Two ways of understanding. Everybody understands the difference. Mike, you understand the difference in two ways? Reb Chaim's Chakira, yes.
How does the second way work?
Second way works because since I have a bailus, so I'm not sure either it's Chazal made a takana that it works, that you have to make a kinyan, physically you have to make a kinyan on something, so you make the kinyan on Dekel. That's the way I seem to have learned it. And I looked again today, and they seem to have learned, no, that since I have a bailus in the Dekel, I have a bailus in the Dekel for the payers, correct? So I'm transferring you that bailus. I'm not giving you the Dekel, but the right, the ownership that I have all types of bailus in the Dekel.
Why make a kinyan on the Dekel?
Because you have to make a kinyan on something. That's going to be my kinyan. Because in that one Dekel which I own, I have 10 different bailus. I have a bailus to use it for trees. I have a bailus to use it for firewood. I have a bailus for the pears. It's all part of the general bailus of the Dekel. I'm giving you the Dekel. I'm not giving you the Dekel even to own the Dekel. I'm giving you the Dekel for the bailus part of the fruit. That's part of my ownership in the Dekel. I'm transferring you that ownership. Makes sense? Now I understand it smart. Good that you asked me, but now I understand it smart. Yes?
The real deal here is that one side is talking about part of the tree and the other one is talking about part of the bailus.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You understand? These are the two malchim. Yes, yes. One second. Now I understand very well the machlokes between the Rashba and between Tosfos. Everybody was saying it, but this is the Nekuda. The Rashba learns that I'm selling you a physical bailus. I'm not bailus. I'm selling you a part of the tree. Try the tree, aroy ashbach. Meaning that you own the part where the things grow out of. The buds, I'm selling you where the fruits grow out of. Says the Rashba, this whole concept of selling Dekel Peros is only if it comes from it. It grows from it. Because why? Because I'm selling you the buds. If it grew from it, then what do I care if it's going to happen, it's not going to happen? It's irrelevant. You have bailus on the buds of the tree. Says the Rashba, Dekel Peros works. Paralik Fela is not going to work. You know why Paralik Fela is not work? Because the cable doesn't go out of the para. You're right. What do you own? You own the para, but the cable doesn't come out of the para anyway. It's irrelevant. Masha Enke, Tyson learns, no, I'm selling you part of my bailus. What's the vat part of bailus? It's irrelevant if it comes out of it or doesn't come out of it. I have bailus on the par for the kefil. You know what the problem is? It might happen, it might not happen. If it might not happen, I can't sell that to you because it's still loyavida dosa. If it might not happen, says Tyson, it's not going to work because now I don't have that bailus. I don't have any bailus now because it might not happen. Therefore, Tyson says, no, the problem is that in Paulic Fela, because might happen, might not happen, therefore I cannot tell you the bailus. Therefore, each one takes a different akuda because they have a different way of looking what's the concept of Dekel Peros. Yes?
So even the original owner of the cow doesn't have bailus?
Now he doesn't have it. Now he does not have it. No. He does not have it, therefore he can't transfer it.
Tosfos was very hard to understand because it's just a matter of level of uncertainty, a degree of uncertainty.
But now I understand Tosfos is a little bit better also, because Tosfos says, why does that work? Because that's the degree of uncertainty is not as much. Right? Tosfos says over there, it's better. So you see Tosfos is dealing with these things. The Rashba makes more sense for us because... Current offspring, yes.
Future offspring
also, I don't know. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch inside, yes.
No.
You have bailus for 20 different things, right? I have bailus for that. I have bailus to use as firewood. So that study says, right now I don't have the bailus for this.
I don't have it for the Paris either.
For the Paris, I will. Because the Paris are going to happen. So right now you can say that that's enough. Don't ask Tyson. The Gemara says, Avida Dasu, Tyson says, if it's going to happen, that means I can almost say, in all certainty, you have bailus. In other words, when you own a fruit, we own a tree, I can say, you know what, you have bailus on the fruits also. Because it's going to happen. So right now, you don't have bailus just on the tree that you can chop down the tree, but the fruits, you have that bailus now. It's going to happen. I understand that's right.
Exception to the rule.
Yes.
There's always bailus on a future event, even a knas. The only question is, what's the likelihood?
No, because if it's not likely, then right now I have no bailus on that. You're right, if it's going to happen, pay me. Wonderful, I'm the bailus. Right now I don't have the bailus. At least either I don't have it or it's not transferable. I'm not sure if it's I don't have it or it's not transferable because it still remains a davar shel avel oydom. But either way...
I'm not sure
They all ask that question. They all ask us, what's Gemara asking the question? Davos Lebaron. The question is, should be, the problem is, Avida Dosu, no bias. So they wanted, you want to use his svar, that is the same svar of Smichas Das. Okay, I don't want to get into that, but that's everything is covered. Yeah, whatever. But that's the concept, yes.
I know,
but if you own the buds and I sell you the buds, correct? That area in the tree where the fruits come out of, then it's irrelevant. It's going to happen. Zakanak. When it happens, you own it. It grew out of your part. You own that part of the tree, not the whole tree. That part of the tree you own. Because you don't. I don't want to give you the whole tree. The tree belongs to me. The tree for the fruit.
Yes. You don't sell the whole.
Absolutely not. Of course not. Don't sell Zekel, there's no Shaila. Zekel Lepero is he selling. Exactly. Aroi, they call it Aroi Ashbach. My tree grew fruits. What do you mean? It's not your tree, I kept the tree for myself. No. The part where the fruits come out of, that's one of them. That's where the Rashi looms. Different Rashi says, unless it actually grows out of it, nothing. That's his problem in Avida Dosa. So he says, no, give me the virus. Unless it's going to happen, unless it's probable, it's nothing. That's what Taisa learns at different shots. Yes?
The concept of Roy Ashba seems to make more sense to me, because if you're going to say that you're going to be Kona the tree, and through that Kenyan, you will acquire the buds and then the fruits that come from that. So then it makes sense why you're being Kona the tree. But the virus,
the virus is also in the tree. It's not just virus and nothing. It's what's my, like he said, my bialis in the tree encompasses 10 different things. So that part of my bialis in the tree, I'm giving to you. I have to give you bialis in the tree.
So one way you're buying something that's materialistic, and one way you're buying something
All right. These are the two pshatim, and that's the way we learn, at least now we understand the machlokes between Taisa and Rashba. It makes a lot of sense. Our sugya, the sugya there, beautiful. Let's go one step further. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch number 2a quickly. That's basically the halacha. Number 2a, Ein ol makne davar shlo b'loilom, bein memecha, bein matan esbori, bein matan shriva, ha-ketat. Masha tzitzi sadezu mochaloch, when I'm selling you the fruits of the tree, masha yetzi ilon zenosin loch, what the tree brings out is given to you, tenu masha tele behemezu l'ploini, oish oma masha tele porosi, etc., loy oma klum. Afilo hois apor, ha-shifchu muberes, loy kona klum. Even if the animal was pregnant, it's still, it's davar shlo b'loilom, it's not here yet, you cannot sell it. However, says the Mechaba continues, last line underlines. If you sell it for the pears, the tree, for its fruits, then there's no problem. Again, he doesn't enter into the machlokes Taisa and Rashba. He says dekel peros, ilon peros, or a para and a shifcha for the uber. He doesn't say if the uber is here, the uber is not here. Presumably the uber is inside the stomach. Then you can sell it because you have both. It grows from it. You have, and it grows from it because the uber grows from the behemoth, and it's likely to happen. Even if it's not here, perhaps, if you're breeding it for that, it's going to happen. And therefore, you can sell that. There is no problem. Says the Ksais, he has a question like this. He says, number 2b. Ksais has a question like this. How about Hanoisei Mois Lepeiros? How about if you sell, not? I'm not selling you a tree for its fruits, a par for kefir, all that. I'm selling you Mois Lepeiroseyem. I'm selling you the profits of the money. In other words, I have money, and I'm telling you the profits I'm giving to you. I'm not giving you the money. I'm not making you a partner in my business. I'm selling you whatever the fruits, the money will bring, I'm giving to you. It's mois lepeiroseyem. For example, I'll give you an example. The Taz, skip to number 2c. He has a question like this. Mais ba'adam echad was a story about a person. Shenodal loseis min arevach shebo mimemoynoi maisel. In other words, he said, he made a kedin and he gave it to tzedakah, and he said that the profit of this money, I have $1,000 over here, $100,000, all profits which the money will generate, I'm giving to tzedakah. And then he retracted, he felt sorry, he retracted. Now the question like this, does he have to, forget about his neder, his neder he has to fulfill, but he made a kinyan. Do you own the profits of the money, or do you not own the profits of the money? Again, money produced interest, or produced profits. Do you own the peros of the money, or do you not own the peros of the money? You made a kinyan on the money. The interest, or the futures, whatever, what's that called? Barrel, what's that called in legally? If you sell somebody, profit coming out of the money. What's that called?
Proceeds.
What? The proceeds of the money. But there must be, you must be able to sell, buy that in America, right? In American stock market. What is that? What do you sell that as?
Dividends.
You sell somebody dividends of a stock. Yeah, because you sell somebody dividends of a stock. That's the question. It's mois leperoseim. Can you make a kinyan on that, or can you not make a kinyan on that? Is it balaylam? Is it loybalam? What's the halacha? Micah, you look puzzled. Why?
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
I have money. I have $100,000.
Yeah.
I make a kinyan with you that any profit which is money generates belongs to you.
You're putting it in the bank. What are you doing with it?
I'm investing in it.
Investing
in it. Whatever I'm doing. I'm investing it. I'm putting it in the bank. Whatever it is.
Right.
It creates $10,000 a year. Do you get that money or not? You made a kinyan on what? Not on the money. You're not a partner with me. You're not a shutif. I don't want you. If it goes down, you don't lose anything. Nothing. I'm just giving you. I promise to tzedakah. I make a kinyan with tzedakah. All profits from this investment belongs to you. Could you be kind of that, or could you not be kind of that? It's
no,
most. Why do you understand? Why deca leperis you understand, and mois leperis you don't understand?
There's two things. First of all, because deca leperis, there's actually something there. There's a value there.
Money.
But here the money, it may make money. You know the fruit's going to bear tree.
So you're saying the same problem. Lo evi de dosu.
Right.
Okay.
But I think by the money, that's not, who says that's going to happen?
Okay, let's say it's interest, which is for sure going to happen.
Yeah. Not
or.
Yes.
I want to show you some machlokes. Michael, I want to show you some machlokes. I'm going to show you some machlokes if it works, it doesn't work, and it's going to depend on this thesis. Yes.
I mean,
stucker
might be different because of
the I know. So that's a kinyan, though.
Right, so it might be easier to make a kinyan stucker because it's just like on Amirasa.
So therefore?
If
it's a kinyan, but.
You don't need the same.
Amira, but on what? It's Leibol Eilam, it's not here. Amira works. For example, by Dov Shlomim doesn't work, but Matnas Chigmara, and Matnas Chigmara is just Amir, also works. So it's not going to work.
No.
In other words,
yeah,
go ahead.
According to the Rashba, if somebody's not physically growing, how do you ever have Dekla Perosa by something that's not alive?
That's not alive.
Right.
Well, I'll give you an example. They want to say, if you sell a slave for the Letach Buloisov, meaning in case somebody damages a slave, then you have to pay him the damage of the Shein or the Eved or whatever it is. So that's coming out of the Eved, correct? It's his hand, the value of his hand. That's Loya Vida Dasu, but that is yet considered Yaitim. That's Yaitim. Because, how does it understand? Because I own the value of this hand. Anything which comes out of the hand, any money which comes out of this hand, I own. I own the hand for the Tachbu Laisav. And that, it comes out of it. I own it. It's mine. You understand what I said? If you sell an Eved, not for the Knas, you sell an Eved for, in case somebody hits it, you have to pay for it.
More comparable to the case of the tree. Whereas with money, it's like two
So basically what he's going to say, look in the Maram Al-Sheikh. So Maram Al-Sheikh says, your Taina, number 2b. Vanois in Mois Lepers, it's a choice. Kosa B'tshuvah is Maram Al-Sheikh. V'nei koze, yamrinan de Mois Domi, levayis oy ledekel. He says, if money is considered comparable to a tree, and if it would be comparable, then it would work. He says, when the fruits come out of the tree, I still have the tree, and I can say, ah, I have the tree, and the fruits coming out of it, I own it. He says, any dividends which comes out of the money, many times the money is gone. So there's no connection between the revenue and the money itself. You cannot say it comes from the money. Yeah, it came, was generated because of the money. But you can hardly say it comes because of the money. And therefore says, it does not work. You cannot make a kinyan. Comes along Tais, and he says, I disagree with the Maram Al-Sheikh. You know why I disagree with the Maram Al-Sheikh? Because I hold like Tosfos. Tosfos in our Gemara says, and that you've been derived from our Tosfos, that even something which is not coming out of it, as long as it's avida da'asu, as long as it's going to happen, you can make a kinyan. He says, the Ksai says, money, dividends, is avida da'asu. That's what he says. That's what it's there for. It's avida da'asu. So what if it doesn't grow out of it? So what? By the time the profits get generated, the original money is gone. It's irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference. Why? Because as long as it's avida da'asu, I have a bailus. Part of my bailus on the money is not just to take the money and spend it. Part of my bailus on the money means have the money and invest it and have revenues. I can sell you the bailus of the revenues. I can give that to you. Therefore, he says, if I give you the money for the revenues, I gave you the bailus on the revenues, there is no problem with that. You're right, it doesn't grow out of it. You're right, by the time the revenue comes, that's gone. But that bailus, I can transfer over to you. There's no problem. And the Ksai says, halacha l'maisa, you can actually make a kinyan with a person on the revenues of a certain money, because that's bailus that I have. He doesn't quite say it like that, but that's what I'm saying. That's what the Ksai is going to say. Let's look at number 2b by the start. He says, what's my raya? Underlined by 2b by the star. Of course, if you're selling just the knas itself, not a question. The reason why it doesn't work is because it might happen, it might happen, it might not happen. Who says he can get stolen? Who said he's going to get damaged, gored, and therefore it's not going to work? It says, wait a second. Moicha avdel knasai, when you sell a slave for the knas, ain't a knas yaitzim gufa evet, uvervoya knas, less a levet. He says, when the knas happens, when you pay for the knas, the evet is dead already. You don't own the evet anymore. You own the dead evet. Don't own the dead evet. That's no bailus on the evet. The evet is dead already. It has to be sold. It has to be buried. You have no ownership on the evet when it's dead. And nevertheless, when the knas comes, the evet is not here. Still, you have ownership on the knas. You can transfer ownership on the knas. Says the Ksai, clearly, the only reason why it doesn't work is because maybe it can happen, maybe it's not going to happen. The fact that the knas is here when the evet is not here, that's irrelevant, doesn't bother me. Says the Ksai, and therefore, by mois, money for its revenue, even if the revenue comes when the money is not here, and the Al-Sheikh says that's no good, because if the money comes when the revenue comes when the money's not here, that you can't give that over. Says it says, I can prove you could give it over. Because by the Eved and the Knas, by the time the Knas comes to pay for the Eved is buried already, it's dead, I have no ownership in it, and still I can give to you the Knas of the Eved. Clearly see, it's not a problem. What's the machlekes, of course, between the Al-Sheikh and between the Ksais? And by the way, we passing like the Ksais because they all seem to agree with the Ksais. The Ksais has a proof from the Shulchan Aruch that you can actually, we're going to get to that in a second. That's his proof that he brings from number 2D, that you can even sell somebody a shuvach le'yayna. He says you can sell somebody the right to capture birds in a bird trap. So you don't sell them the bird trap, but you sell them the right for all the birds that will come inside the bird trap. So he says, why? Because it's avida da'asu. It's going to happen. Even though it doesn't grow from the bird trap, the birds don't grow from the bird trap, but it's going to happen, and therefore you can have it. Okay, that's his raya. But his raya really to the case is on the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh said the problem is, because how could you be kainet? After all, by the time the revenue comes, the money is gone. Says it says that's not a problem, because by the time the knas comes, the evid is also gone, and still I can be kona the knas of an evid. The only reason why I can't be kona because it might not happen. Therefore, says it says by money where it's guaranteed to happen, some type of revenue is going to happen. Therefore, you can sell them the revenue. The fact that it's not here doesn't bother me. Obviously, what's a machlek success in Al-Sheikh, we understand very well. If you learn the pshat is I'm selling you actual physical, not bailus, but I'm giving you some part of the dekel for the fruits, then it's only something which grows out of it, something which is an essential part of it. Revenue is not an essential part of the money. So therefore, you can't say that you own the money, and therefore you own the revenue. By the time the revenue comes, the money's gone. So how could you own the revenue when the money's gone? It means nothing. Therefore, the Al-Sheikh says it doesn't work. Mashaykh and the Ksai says, no, the way it works is because I'm giving you bailus. And as long as it's probable that it's going to happen, that's ownership that I have, and I can give that to you, and therefore, even if it doesn't come out of it, as long as it's probable, I can sell it to you. Therefore, by the evidence of the knas, it would work. The only reason why it doesn't work is because it's not going to happen. By money, it is going to happen, and therefore, you'll be able to sell revenue of money, and that's halacha l'maaseh. The Tzai says, and he ends off like that, in Siman Reish Tes, he says, many of the hegdeshos in Eretz Yisrael, he writes, I don't know, the Tzai was how many years ago? 1700, they already had then Hekdeshas in Eretz Yisrael. Must have been the Sephardi community, must have had, you know, they all knew in Israel. Said many of the shuls in Israel are built with revenues coming from Quranim. They made a kinyan, and he said that all profits of this investment I'm giving to Zakah. 20% of my profits go to the shul. Maybe it's good luck, it's gula, whatever it is, it's how you give it to Zakah. And they may say, where's the kinyan? How does it work? After all, many times the money is gone by the time the revenue comes out. The answer is because I'm giving you bailus. I'm not giving you physical ownership. And therefore, even the money is gone, it's irrelevant. That bailus I can give to you as long as it's probable that's going to happen. And therefore, you hold halacha l'maaseh, you can buy, you can sell somebody revenue of an investment. There's no problem giving it to a person because you have that right of bailus, which you're giving to the person. All depending on our tesis and the Rashba. Yes? That's why he says it doesn't work. Yes, because
might not
no, that's exactly what he says. Like the Rashba, the problem is he says the knas of an eved. He says the reason why it doesn't work is it doesn't grow from it. Like the Rashba says, because the knas does not come from the eved. No, because I hold takveloso. Takveloso is the hand itself.
In other words, you smack the hand, you got to pay.
Right. No, not smack the hand, you got to pay. Because the value of the hand, even the Rashba would agree that if I sell something for the value, the monetary value of something, for sure you can sell that. Because that is the thing itself. That's the outgrowth of it. But something which has come because of it, if it doesn't come out of it, then there's no ownership and you cannot sell it. Yes. Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, it's 5 to 10. Who did not have a marriage yet? We have 6? No, 4. So then go to evening. Okay, we finish this year. Go ahead. I'll tell you why. Because if the concept of declaratoris is I have bailus now in the deco for all different types of uses, so one of the uses of the money is revenue. If it's going to happen, that's my usage of the money. Revenue is ownership of the money, no? So what? As long as it's generated from the money, that's ownership of the money. My ownership of money is I can spend the money on my kids, I can spend the money and I can throw it into the sea, and my ownership is revenue. That's part of the ownership of money. That ownership I'm giving to you. So what?
So they cut down the tree.
Yeah.
He's gone. That's it. I'm done.
So I can't sell you the firewood of the cutting down the tree. The next question:
that.
Could I sell you the airspace of the tree?
The airspace?
Yeah. If I cut down the tree, can I sell you the airspace?
That's not
value. Why not? What do you mean? Airspace not money? Look at Manhattan. Airspace a lot of value. It might depend on this also. If it's from the air, if it's gone, it doesn't help. If it's buyless, anything which is an intrinsic buyless, I can sell you. What do I care if it's not here anymore? Michael, you understand this one? Right now it's here. If it's going to happen, then right now it's buyless and I can give over
right
that
now buyless. It's here, right.
Yeah, so right now it's going
that's
to happen.
Matters,
right. Right now it's going to come out of it. We look at it right now, it's going to come out of it. I can tell you that. All right.